West Virginia's film tax credit was eliminated by the West Virginia legislature in 2018 after a legislative audit report deemed the credit as providing only minimal economic impact. But people who work in the film industry don't agree. An attempt to resurrect the credit failed this past session, but Liz McCormick reports supporters are hopeful it will make it through the next legislative session.
Robert Tennell is a West Virginia filmmaker who was born and raised in Marion County. He's been making movies professionally since 1980, and since 2005, he and his brother Jeffrey have been running a production company called Allegheny Image Factory out of the Morgantown area. They've produced award-winning films, documentaries, music videos, and commercials. One of their recent feature films was Feast of the Seven Fishes, based on Robert Tennell's graphic novel of the same name. The film featured actors Skylar Gisondo and Madison Eisman.
What was Juke talking about?
The Seven Fishes? Yeah. The Feast of the Seven Fishes. It's something we do every Christmas Eve. I mean, all the Italians around here do it.
What, eat seven kinds of fish?
We have seven, or we're supposed to. We honestly make so many different kinds of dishes. I'm not sure if we're in some sort of violation or not. Some families only do three or five, some do more. I think the only thing is just has to be an odd number. Somebody told me that maybe it has something to do with representing the seven sacraments. But it's not like a big religious thing for us though, you know? I mean, we cook fish and we party and that's pretty much it. The whole family's there, friends, it's a blast.
Feast of the Seven Fishes will be available later this year, and it was filmed completely in West Virginia. Tennell says production of the film benefited greatly from the state's now-defunct film tax credit. He says the movie was able to be filmed and produced in-state, attracting actors and crew from the larger film industry outside West Virginia, thanks to incentive from the tax credit. Now, since the credit was eliminated, Tennell says it's been harder to attract big productions to film in West Virginia.
Stripping us of the tax credit effectively disabled our ability to bring feature films or television projects to West Virginia. I mean, it's that simple. Whether you agree with the tax incentive business model or not, the reality is the industry and states and even national governments embrace the policy. And it simply is the cost of doing business.
Tennell says after losing the credit, it cost his production company two films and the potential of bringing about $4 million into the state.
We say we want to diversify the state's economy, and that's a big thing. We want to diversify. We don't want to just lean on extractive industries. It's just too up and down, and it's putting all your eggs in one basket. And here's a really smart way to do it, and a way that boosts not only the entertainment industry, but it's just a great way to promote tourism.
During the 2019 state legislative session, Delegate Diana Graves, a Republican from Kanawha County, introduced a bill that would have reinstated the film tax credit, but with tweaks and adjustments based on the legislative audit report that made 12 recommendations if the credit were to be kept. Graves has worked in the state's film industry as both an accountant and producer, and she argues that the tax credit was working, but admits it did have problems, but problems she sought to fix with her bill.
Even the audit admitted that it brought economic benefit to the state. It just didn't think there was enough benefit to justify keeping it. Well, then fine, let's not get rid of it completely. It's working. Let's make it better. That was my goal.
Graves's bill increased the cap of the film tax credit from $5 million to $10 million, and it would have required a film production to spend at least $50,000 in state before they would be eligible for the credit. After that, for every $100 spent, that production company could take home $27, but the remaining $73 would stay in state. Her bill managed to pass out of the House of Delegates, but not without pushback. House Finance Chairman Delegate Eric Householder of Berkeley County was opposed to the bill. Householder admits he's not a fan of tax credits. He says they allow the government to pick economic winners and losers. He also argues the film tax credit just wasn't justifiable.
In 10 years, only $8.6 million in tax credits were used. And if it's such an attractive, competitive force, we would see more companies coming in here, wanting to come in here and take advantage of the tax credits, and it just wasn't happening.
He also felt Delegate Graves' bill didn't make enough of the changes that were recommended by the audit.
If she tightens all those up or takes those recommendations, I think it'll pass the scrutiny. Right now, I don't foresee it happening since Remember, it was repealed in 2018. So maybe in a year or so, maybe next legislative session, it might stand a better chance.
Graves' bill may have made it out of the House chamber last year, but it was never taken up by the Senate Finance Committee. In an emailed statement to West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Senate Finance Chairman Craig Blair of Berkeley County says he also felt Graves didn't make enough changes recommended in the audit report. Like Blair and Householder, Graves identifies as a fiscal conservative, and she says she doesn't often vote for tax credits, but says the film tax credit is different.
The West Virginia film tax credit, it functions much more like advertising expense than a traditional tax credit. We are trying to entice film companies and, you know, movie studios to come here and film. But instead of giving this money up front, like you do with advertising expense, we only give it if you come here. So that means that our advertising expense has a 100% success rate.
Graves says the film tax credit helps to diversify the state's economy. She plans to reintroduce her bill during the 2020 state legislative session. She says she hopes she can communicate to the Senate in particular of the credit's benefits, increase the cap, and get it signed by the governor. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.